We have 3 minutes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, please. Yes. Thank you.
A friend of mine told me that this teaching was given to Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche.
Not only Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche.
Of course.
And this teaching taught in Surmang. And Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche was from Surmang. So we called, So they have longer and shorter. Short and long. Long. This one is a little longer. And shorter, Tetsa Rangdol, vivid awareness is taught in exactly Tangu. Tangu Monastery, shorter one.
Mm-hmm. And where did you get the transmission from?
Yeah. I got from Rinpoche, in Varanasi. He was very careful for this teaching, actually. One time I asked him, he did not give me. Then later he gave me this. Then, of course, very privately I received from Trungpa Rinpoche. And I have very good time. And then I meditate, I share my feeling. He said, told me something like that. So I had really good time spending with him. And then of course, then he taught here 2-3 times. So
he's very clear.
Very clear. Yeah, so I got some small, understanding of that I have small confidence. That's it, like that. So I hope blessing of Rinpoche and the blessing of all the Buddha and Bodhisattva and blessing of Guru Rinpoche, So therefore we can get something, benefit this time also, hopefully. Yeah. Now is 30 minutes over, so I'm ready. Many people, they practice many years and they stuck sometimes, And I met a whole life practitioner, and when they died, they asked me, I have nothing. What I should do? I practice whole life, I get nothing. This makes me a little sad, and then because there's some problem, maybe I will figure it out. Maybe if you have that problem, maybe you try to avoid that, okay? So I will try to explain. That's the problem. So most problem is we think we want Dharma is my way. I like that way. Wow, that wonderful. He give wonderful teaching. I like it. Like that. It doesn't work. You like or not. The Dharma is Dharma. You cannot change. So food, then okay, you like it, that food. But Dharma, if you don't like it, you try to, accept that. That's the case. Yeah. So therefore, Mahamudra, right? The meaning is great seal. Great seal means, actually, this is not a good example, but small part of example when I came here, this country, so remember last time also I shared you this. I have the seal from the immigration, office. You can go, you can come. He says, welcome to America. He was very serious. Welcome to America. I said, thank you. So I have this seal, right? So almost they cannot stop me when I enter because I have seal, right? But that kind of seal. So great seal means nobody is beyond that, the true nature. Even Buddha is not beyond that. Yeah. So great seal. So that's the nature. We cannot make better. We cannot make worse. This is truly, I mean, we cannot change. Just we can comprehend that. Therefore, there's a true nature. So therefore, Mahamudra means Buddha cannot make better, sentient being cannot make worse. Therefore, it is Mahamudra. Yeah. So, Lenji Geba said Karilagyo. Donnam Lenji Gebe Yeshi. Yeah. Can you say a little bit?
Co-emergent wisdom.
Co-emergent gent?
Wisdom.
Gent or gen?
Gent, G-E-N-T.
Oh. Co-emergent wisdom, that is the Buddha nature. Co-emergent,
emergent.
Emergent wisdom, yeah.
Wisdom.
Good. Got it. Got you. Everyone ready? Ready? Of course. So here, the Guru Yoga is extremely important, okay, to realize that. Co-emergent wisdom. To realize that is Guru Yoga and support of accumulation of merit. Those two are extremely important. Dondam lenji kebe de la tusung yorwa. Can you translate that? Dondam lenji kebe yeshi de. Yeshi lenji kebe yeshi. Dondam lenji kebe yeshi de. Soksa, jiba jongwe lakje dang. Lakje is in the table. Right? Soksa. Okay. This is good. This is very good. Soksa, jiba jongwe lakje dang. Nije. Jiba jongwe lakje. Soksa, jiba jangwa lakje dang. Then in Yibadilla, Togden lame jinap kona le. Tapshin zelwa mongbar rigbargi. Togden lami chinlap togbadan denba lami chinlap le tapshin zelwa mongba rigbargi. This is the verses. Tapshin zelwa mongba kubares, mongba rigbargi, hakokores. Donam lenji gebe yeshe gula gebar chebala gyuni madu yomare. Sosa debajangwe lakje, sosa be lakje. Lakje is in the debu, jidan lakbe jerwa. Sosa debajangwe lakje dang. And it talked in Lamy Chilap Conales. Talamiki Chilap Guru Yoga said, Guyor, Dinires, Daddy, to top the Zogit in the Sumiore. Good. You get it? Dondam Lenji Kebe, Yeshe di Soksa Tiba Jongwe Lajedan, because my Guru pay attention for that word, Rajamuchi Kadu in the Sungu. Dondam Lenji Kebe, Yeshe di Soksa Tiba Jongwe Lajedan. Togden lame chinlap kona le tapshin zelwa mongbar rigbargi. This is one verses. Tapshin, tapdash, tapshin da zelwa mongbar rigbargi. Mongbar se gugbar hesu ta. Tap dingi madu yomar hesu ta. Diha goya di kejimur. You make it nicely. This is okay. Take time. Okay, relax.
Ultimate co-emergent wisdom is is the result.
Yeah, it's the result.
Of gathering the accumulations and purifying obscuration.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Chikche.
It is foolish to imagine that this can come from anything other than the blessings of the genuine Lama.
Yes, Dogen Lama. There are two ways you can gain. You get it? One is you need support of accumulation of merit. Therefore, we are doing wonder, and those are support. Those are supportive, I mean. This is extremely important. Still, we have to do Vajradhara lineage prayer, okay? Not just I'm making warm. Oh, you, then, like that, yeah?
Probably not. The ultimate co-emergent wisdom will result from the gathering of the accumulations and the purification of obscurations and the blessings of a genuine Lama. It is foolish to look for it elsewhere.
Oh yeah, perfect. Can you say one more, a little loudly?
Okay.
Because you don't have mic.
Third
is wonderful. In the Buddhist, in the Buddha's, this is very, I like it, you know. When they have something new decision comes, then Buddha says you have to read in the Sangha, in front of Sangha. Lengi lensum means one or two, third times. And someone, everyone just keep quiet, then okay, then I get your agreement. You don't have to say anything. If you have some opposite, you have to speak out. Otherwise, I accept you agree. Like that. So third time.
Use the microphone.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah, this is important. Yes, please. Oh, you have there. I'm a little bit selfish.
It's on.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is Rinpoche's quote. So I think this is very important. Oh. Yeah. Which is called, is used to do not take court. This is very important.
Okay, then it's probably already been translated better than this.
Of course, you are doing great now. This is wonderful translation.
Ultimate co-emergent wisdom is the result of the gathering of the accumulations and the purification of obscurations and the blessings of the genuine Lama. Exclusively, it is foolish to seek for it elsewhere.
Good, you see, so beautiful. That's the so this is all about this. So here, really, so Dogen Lama Jinlap means the blessing of Guru. So we are doing Guru Yoga now, right? We did morning. So here, some of you already have your Guru. That is wonderful. And some of you, maybe you don't have a guru, specific guru. Then you can visualize Padmasambhava. If you don't have guru, then Padmasambhava is essence of guru, actually. So therefore, Guru Rinpoche, right, teacher. So you can visualize him and make supplicate and make a really great with the great motivation, and may I get realization of Mahamudra like that, then through Guru Yoga, always, you know. So make always supplication to Guru Rinpoche. And if you have faith and devotion to Padmasambhava, 2 or 4, nothing. Chikbarebe, okay. Then he's there always. So you can, the problem is we don't have faith and devotion. If we have able to arise faith and devotion, then Padmasambhava was there always. So therefore, through the Guru Yoga, we can provoke our true nature, go emergent wisdom to awakening, I mean that. And then also support of accumulation of merit, right? Those two. So even in our forefather, Kagyu lineage master, those Marpa and Mila, they often is taught in their history. Even you have great visualization, I mean, a realization of Mahamudra, do not abandon small, tiny accumulation of merit. You have to do this. Although you have great view. So, how important, right? Like that, you see? Those combination, accumulation of merit, and of course, one is the Guru Yoga, faith and devotion on Guru. So, those all masters, they got realization through Guru Yoga. And without accumulation of merit, how they met Guru, right? This is also kind of supportive of accumulation of merit, to meet genuine master. You get it? Okay, that's it. So now we do Vajradhara lineage. So this is also Guru Yoga. Vajradhara is lineage also, kind of part of Guru Yoga, yeah? Try to free from tense, totally try to ease your mind, empty your mind, then recalling your guru, if you have guru. If you don't have guru, then Vajradhara is also fine, and Padmasambhava is also fine. Then we do supplication. From the bottom of your heart, from longing, okay, really, try to awake your true nature, try to connect with your true nature. Donje chache
Balden doje changwar rikun kyabda lama karma ba gilgul kungi chungni siji belgir yidam nanchurma chile kungi chebo wangir chogyong berjin chamdila nanchur zechi gubi dudu teme tukji kyung waran zi. Balden zawe lama rinpoche dagi chivar peme tenshu la gadin chenbe kone che sung de gu sung tuki ngudub caldu sul. Namkadanyambe semjin tamje rangi pamar majurba chigyang meba imare pamar kirbe tsena dade paman nangshi kadinje shada imare Can you translate that?
All sentient beings.
Can you use Mac a little bit?
Yeah.
Then I will do my own English.
Okay. There is not one sentient being who has not been our parent. And so all sentient beings have been as kind to us as our parents.
Ta kadin jengi pama deda deba Dewa Degyang Dewigu Gewa Dumishi Miduba Dungil Yingyang Dungil Gikyu Migewa Pangmishiba Yindu Dari Rangi Milu Rumbuji Top Topare Marantu Sama Milu Rumbuji Topare
All our kind parents all wish for happiness, but they don't know how to accomplish the cause of happiness. They don't want suffering, but they don't know how to abandon the cause of suffering. Now we all have the precious human birth.
딘도 다레 다다 밀로 림보체 토베 갑수 다 밀로 림보체 톱어 톱레 토바 잠도 마세 아니 칭이다 덴베 라마젤 칭이다 덴베 라마 제와 잠도 마세 담가 톱 담가 톱네 담가 냠소 랑셰바기 덴 밀로 림보체 디 다리 다리 토바레 가란소 디송자 밀로 림보체 세게요레 다 디인디 다 파마 샘젠 대다 탐제 되는 타르둑 라나메 바양다 보츠오베 산지기 고방라 니 고에바르차 디체두 되네 다리 담베 최 사모 디생 냥기 삼네 군롱 넘버 다바 장주기 셈 당 덴베 고네 아니 센로낭스
Now we all have the precious human body, but not only that, we have also met a genuine Lama. Not only that, we have received the instructions and we are able to practice them. So in this way, we have really and truly attained a precious human birth. And so now, in order to put place all of our parent sentient beings in the state of perfect Buddhahood, we should listen to these teachings with the motivation of bodhicitta, which is that we will attain benefit in order to do so.
Okay. Now, I have this translation, and I will read in Tibetan, and then because you can get at the same time oral transmission, so therefore I'm reading, and then I will read in English, and I also can practice my English together. I can learn from you together. So Sangha means we are together, therefore we are Sangha, right? So we will walk together and then I will explain a little bit. Yeah. Laman doje changla rangri kube cha celu de la dir sapsang dorje tekbe yangsap Nelchur lana mebe gyudi tadagi ningbo menga kam. Zolme adi kondun la jubar debe kyalbadan deme kansa nam jesu sungwa la. Ngondro semchongi rinbatang nguishi ngudugi nelchur. Je lamkir damsab nedu dewadang sum le. Tangbo lang tunmongi ngondrodang. 분몽 마임베 람디 케주기 원로다 니레 당보니 람 로발레 케버드 제제 깜로 람 멤발레 케버드 파지 셈게 깜르 닝보 찬주기 셈 귤라 개웨 겔게 디딥 종지 도르셈 검데 튕게 소싹베 옌라 만달 냠도게 연데 케버지 뉴르도 귤라 개버 제베 탑 진럽기 자와 라멘 난조르기 림반남 치림 찌들 응원도 송네 It's very convenient nowadays, you see. I can make bigger. That's why I prefer. So, 미 창문 열어봐, 배자. We all have good. With the devotion of self-knowing, I pay homage to Guru Vajradhara. You see, he also started with Guru Yoga. Even who taught this. So, without Guru Yoga, and you think you can gain that realization, then that is foolish, right? Mongba, foolish way. Mongba, yeah. So there are only two ways that we can gain that realization. And this is also a little bit tricky. Oh, we gain realization. Actually, Mahamudra is not kind of to gain something. It is kind of to lose pride, anger, and that's actually. So it's a little tricky. You don't think that, oh, something achieve, oh, something wonderful. Not like that. We have already too much, so that one we have to reduce. Yeah, our pride, our anger, right? Our anxiety. We have to lose those. Rebbe, yeah. This is therefore all about Mahamudra is like that. And then make ability to accept. Yeah, I would say if you have really good realization of Mahamudra, then even doctor, when he tell you, oh, you're dying tomorrow, very easy to accept. That's all about Mahamudra. Mahamudra is not try to avoid, not resistance, something. Try to avoid, not like that. Accepting, let it go. Accepting, let it go. It's kind of with developing ability to accept everything. So, with the devotion of self-knowing, I pay homage to Guru Vajradhara. A worthy student is one who aspires to practice the most subtle aspect. Subtle. Got it? Oh. Really? Are you sure? With the devotion, self-knowing. Mm-hmm. I pay homage to Guru, a worthy student. You have said same? No? Mm-hmm. Worthy student, one who aspires to practice the most subtle aspect of the profound and sacred Vajrayana. Mm-hmm. Same?
Not quite. No.
Cool. Same meaning. Can you give me then?
I want.
Okay. Sorry about that. Now I have to look at small.
Yeah.
It's no problem.
Maybe we take him for some new reading glasses while he's in
here. I can slowly.
Oh, yeah.
I have this.
One day it will happen and you will not have a choice anymore.
Yes. It's a good opportunity. Okay. Maybe then I will try to read this, okay? With the devotion of self-knowing, I pay homage to Guru Vajradhara. A worthy student is one who aspires to practice the profoundest of the profound and sacred Vajrayana. The essential oral instruction of all the Anuttara Yoga. Anuttara Yoga means it's the highest tantra. So, okay, here. Kriya Tantra, Upa Yoga, Anuttara Yoga, those four Tantra. There are so many ways to describe, but easy way to understand why those became different, because there you can also divide it through the
individual, because in ancient time, there are four kind of caste system. Mangri, Gelbirik, Dolbirik said there are four kind of caste system. So for the highest, the Brahman, like highest caste, it is, they taught a Jagyu is clean, like a Grindara, Jagyu is Kriya. So that one especially taught for those high caste people, because they prefer clean, taking shower, and then avoiding those, you get it? So therefore, and then the highest one is the low, actually for lower caste, Anuttara, they can eat everything like that. So this is one part of the way Buddha taught like that. Yeah. And there are so many ways to describe, but this is shortly. So Anuttara, Anuttara yoga, tantras, or the nature of the realization of effortless ati, maha, anu, ati, samalo, all is Anuttara, three. Yeah? Ati, yeah. To meet the needs of such a student, these 3 points should be taught. Oh, this is really, with the subject together, it's good. Okay. Mm-hmm. The preliminary step of mind training. You did a great job. This little different, but this is everything.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you give?
No,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
Eric Bimbo Kunsan.
Translated. Mm-hmm. Long time ago.
Long time ago, okay. Realization of effortless ati to meet the needs of such a student, these 3 points should be taught. Yeah. The preliminary steps of mind training, the main practice of pointing out, the subsequent application combining the profound advice into key points. The first of these in two parts, the general preliminaries and the special preliminaries, which represent the unique qualities of this particular path. Yeah, I think this is easy to understand. The general preliminaries, yeah, you get it? The you have text, right? Yeah. The general preliminaries. First of all, you should practice the following steps according to the general teachings. Yeah. Taking refuge, which is the difference between the path and an incorrect path. So here, really, why taking refuge is so important for Buddhists, right? When you become Buddhist, we take refuge. So this is extremely important, and because without refuge, you cannot be, a Buddhist, yeah. So therefore, Buddhist or non-Buddhist, distinction between Buddhist and non-Buddhist is refuge. If you have refuge, then you're Buddhist. So now here, the point is, refuge itself looks simple, but it is not simple, actually. If you think, wow, it's really, we have to think about that. Do I have really refuge or not? Yeah. Some people, they only practice refuge whole entire their life. Yeah. So after you go refuge to Buddha, there are something to practice. It's, you have to learn that. After you go refuge to Dharma, there's something, commitment there. You see? After you go refuge to Buddha, then we not allow to go refuge for mundane deity. It includes like, oh, I go refuge to my boss or something like that. You know, we cannot, not allowed. Yeah. And then also not allowed to go refuge for mundane deity. It's huge difference, you know. The mundane deity, this is, it became huge issue in Tibetan community now. Many people against even Dalai Lama. Dalai Lama taught this, oh, there's something problem, you know, they're a protector or something issue. Maybe some of you already know, some of you don't know, but it's okay if you don't know, so that problem, no problem. But the mundane, why Dalai Lama really, he put all his effort for his Tibetan community to not go refuge to mundane deity. Means some people, they really have problem with the, you know, and then even they don't care too much about Buddha's teaching, more care about their own mundane deity, protectors. Oh, this is my protector. And then there are so many issues coming up. So in ancient time, no problem, but now it's a really issue. So here, the problem is, if you go mundane deity or your boss or something, tell he's happy, he will be, it is okay. But very easy to get afflict from our, you know, because we are ordinary being, right? We cannot be always kind. Sometimes small mistake, then finish that time, it's like that. So those, your boss is very good, tell you have ability, your capacity for doing, working for his job, he will be very nice, happy. One day he made mistake, he will fire you like that. So those are mundane deity, right? You get it? So do not go refuge. Don't trust ultimately. Really, that's fine. This is kind of mundane deity. So Buddha was not like that. Buddha is not like that. Once you go refuge, then whether you accept all his advice or not, even sometimes you're against him also, his loving kindness towards you is more increasing. Yeah. So therefore, that we go refuge to Buddha, and right, so this is the commitment. Yeah. And then, you see, this is not that difficult. But second one is quite difficult. After you go refuge to Dharma, you cannot harm any sentient being from directly or indirectly, knowingly or unknowingly. You cannot harm anyone. Any sentient being. This commitment is very difficult, right? Yeah, keep it. So therefore, some people, they only practice refuge, not harming others. Yeah. So, here also say, taking refuge, which difference between this path and incorrect path means there, it tells everything actually. Many people, they go refuge, not Buddha, others. And sometimes if they have enough wisdom, then okay. But when they have not enough wisdom, they create a lot of problem because of the refuge. So here also this is very made very clear. Incorrect path. If you go wrong refuge, then you are under guidance of wrong path, who show the wrong path. So therefore, is the refuge. We go genuine master, it's the Buddha. Because he guide us genuine path. You see? Then after that, we have commitment, not harming any sentient being, directly or indirectly. You see, if you have genuine refuge, even when you step, be aware. Do not step on any insect. Always have to be mindfulness, with mindfulness. This is part of Mahamudra, refugees also. So, therefore, don't think, oh, refuge is lower than Mahamudra. This is preliminary practice. It is, if you think that, then you are wrong. Yeah. So, taking refuge, Buddha, and then Dharma. Yeah, taking refuge, we go refuge to Dharma, then we have to make commitment, not harming any sentient being. Instead of harming, we benefit, right? That's even better. This is also Dharma. And we go refuge to Sangha, as a community. The community means we are together. Our motivation is together. Our good intention is together. We work together. So therefore, the community is so important. Just yourself practice and with the community is huge difference. If you come together, then you more people, then the atmosphere is different. And it, you know, that energy come together and then it benefit each other more and more, develop our compassion and wisdom. And then also, we don't expect always good Sangha. Some bad Sangha also, we can practice from them. Our patience, wisdom, compassion, like that, right? Therefore, we pray Amitabha prayer. When we take rebirth in Devachin, it takes so long to get attain Buddhahood. Because there you cannot practice patience there. You cannot practice compassion. Everyone is no problem. Here is a good opportunity, actually. We can practice, you know, here. We can get enlightenment in this within one life. Because here, everything, you can practice. All six paramita, you can practice in this planet. So therefore, everything comes to us, take an advantage from that, take an essence from that. So that is all about Mahamudra.